It's 3 a.m. I've been at a bar all night long, being hit on by overly drunk men who think that they're hot shit. I enter the hotel lobby, noticing that the only people who are up this late are the hotel staff and a couple who's just checking in. I make my way across the lobby to the elevators, digging in my purse for my room key. "I'm sorry, but is this yours?" I hear you ask. I turn around, our gazes lock. I'm momentarily stunned by your amazing deep brown eyes. "Did you drop this?" you ask again. I break contact to look at what it is that I must have dropped. My room key, laying in the palm of your hand. "Yeah, that's mine," a blush forming on my cheeks. I look up, flash you a quick smile, before taking the card from your hand. "Thanks," I say, turning back towards the elevators, hoping that I wouldn't have had to wait for one. I push the call button as you walk up to stand next to me. "Long night," you ask. "Bachelor party," I say in response. You give me an odd look. "My best friend is getting married. I'm his best man. Well, woman." "Oh, so you got dragged out with the boys. Bar or strip club?" "Strip club," I say. "Drunken men hitting on me all night, babysitting 12 to 23-year-olds. My kind of night," I say sarcastically. You laugh. "Designated driver?" "No, just more mature than..." You giggle. "Were the girls hot at least?" you ask with a smile, probably thinking I wouldn't have noticed. "Majorly. Definite turn on." Before you get a chance to respond, the elevator arrives, the doors open. I walk in and push the call button for the 41st floor. You follow and press 44. As the elevator makes its slow ascent to the top, I finally notice how unbelievably hot you are. I catch your gaze in the reflection of the doors, but quickly look away, not wanting to be caught staring. "I bet none of the girls were as hot as you," you whisper. "Huh?" I say, startled, looking up and notice that you have moved closer. "I said, I bet none of the girls were as hot as you," you say again, stepping closer still, which causes me to take a step back and end up flat against the side of the elevator. You put your hands against the wall on either side of me. You lean in as if for a kiss, but stopped close. I noticed you as soon as you walked into the lobby, that perfect ass, your lips, your body. I knew I had to talk to you somehow, you whisper against my ear. So when you dropped your room key, I knew I had my chance. I didn't even see you when I walked in, my words coming out in a breathy whisper. I feel your gaze. I feel your lips graze the skin under my ear, and my breath hitches. You place a soft kiss on my neck. My hands go to your shoulders, not to push you away, but to keep my balance. "Someone might come on, we shouldn't be doing this," I say. "It's okay, no one else is up this late," you say as you lean in close to me. "But what?" You choose that moment to kiss me. As your lips caress mine, your hands trail down my side to the edge of my skirt I'm wearing. Your kiss deepens as you grasp my thighs and lift me off the ground, forcing my legs around your waist and my arms around your neck. Your hands move to my ass, and all you feel is bare skin. You break the kiss, look down, seeing that indeed I am wearing nothing under my skirt. You look up surprised. I just smile, pulling myself tighter against the hardness I can feel through your slacks. I lean in and take your lips in a bruising kiss. You press me up against the wall, grinding your still-closed cock against me, making a low moan come from my lips. You break the kiss and begin to place lingering kisses along my neck and collarbone. You interchange between this kissing and nipping at my skin. This causes small whimpers to come from my mouth. I move my hand from behind your neck and trail down your chest to your belt buckle. I start pulling on it to undo it, but the angle I'm at is making it really difficult to. You pull away from me, which in turn makes me stop what I'm doing. "Why'd you stop?" I ask. "Well, do you really want to do this in the elevator?" you ask me with a smirk. Your question makes me pause a moment. You take that time to place me back on my feet. I notice as you pull away a nice wet spot in the front of your pants from my pussy. I smirk a bit. All too soon, the elevator stops on my floor. Before I have a chance to take a step towards the now open door, you grab my hand and pull me with you out of the elevator, down the hall towards my room. You must have looked at my key card to know which room I was in. We stand outside the room, and I fumble with the key card a bit, still trying to wrap my brain around the fact that this smoking hot guy wants me. I swipe my card, and the door unlocks. I walk in, you quickly follow. Before I can do much more, you grab me and spin me around to face you, planting a passionate kiss on my lips. All I want is you, you growl before grabbing the edges of my shirt and pulling it open, buttons flying everywhere. You push my shirt aside, continuing your kisses to the top of my bra. I nudge you in the direction of the bed, and you pull away long enough for the two of us to make it across the room. You expertly pull off each piece of clothing, attacking every inch of newly exposed skin with your mouth. In a matter of minutes, I stand fully exposed to you. I duck my head in discomfort as being completely bare in front of you, and you lift my face to meet your eyes. Don't be embarrassed. You're sexy as hell, you growl before grabbing the back of my neck and bringing my lips to yours in a searing kiss. You back me up until my legs hit the back of the bed, pushing me carefully until I'm sprawled out across it. You pull back and stand before me, while your deep brown eyes hold mine in a heated stare. Grabbing the back of your shirt, you pull it quickly over your head, making your hair go in every direction. I lick my lips in anticipation as you uncover more skin to my hungry gaze. After you pull off your shirt, I notice that you are muscular, but not overly so. You have just enough chest hair to make you look delectable. My gaze wanders down to your stomach, to that perfectly formed V at your hip bones, which lay down to your faded jeans. I hold my breath as you unbuckle your belt and make quick work of the buttons of your jeans. You let them slide to the floor, exposing yourself completely to me. I let out a shaky breath and hear you chuckle at my shock. You stand before me proudly and let me get a good look at you. You crawl onto the bed and up my body until your face hovers above mine. With an impish grin, you lower yourself until you're fully pressed up against my side, one leg between mine. You stare down at me as your hands run across my stomach, then up between my breasts to my neck, where you run your fingers into my hair. Pulling my hair slightly, you angle my neck just so that it's completely exposed to you. You nip at my ear before sucking it into your mouth with a groan. The sound of your deep voice vibrating in my ear sends a shiver of pleasure down my spine. I let my hands trail up your back as you move lower until your lips meet my pulse point. I feel a stinging pinch on my neck as you bite gently down, then suck the skin into your mouth. You keep up a good suction until you are satisfied enough. You pull away slightly to look at the mark you've just left on my neck. Small smirk graces your lips before you lean back down. Continue kissing where you left off. I buck my hips up against your leg and feel that glorious sensation of friction against my pussy. You let out a small chuckle as your hand grips my hip and pushes me more fully onto the bed. Your hard cock presses against my hip bone. Not yet, my beauty, you whisper against my skin. How could you be so damn patient? I let my hands wander over your shoulders before digging in my nails and raking them down your back. A low hiss emits from your lips as you lift your head and meet my gaze. You like it rough, beauty? I feel a small surge of panic that maybe I've bitten off more than I can chew. What exactly did you mean by rough? You must have seen my hesitation, because your hand finds my nipple. You pinch it, cause me to gasp at the sensation. Your mouth is instantly on it, pulling and sucking, rougher than I thought I'd ever enjoy. I run my hands into your hair and hold you tighter, letting you know that I love what you're doing to my body. Your hand slides down my stomach, and all my focus is on your fingers as I skim across the top of my hairless pussy. You quickly take my other nipple in your mouth as your hand slides lower and find my pussy already soaking wet and waiting. You gently run a finger down my pussy lips. I let a loud moan at the contact, causing you to release my nipple and smile against my skin. I tug your hair violently until your mouth is on mine again, your fingers continuing to slide up and down while my hips move against your hand. I feel like I'm on fire. I've never wanted an orgasm as badly as I did at that moment. On a downward stroke, the tip of your finger slides inside of me, and with a whimper, I raise my hips, begging for you to go farther. You pull away from my mouth, and I look up into your eyes. They are slightly hooded with desire, as your finger slides all the way into me. You are so wet for me, you say in a raspy voice. You want me to fuck that pretty little pussy of yours? Seeing two fingers inside of me at your words, I throw my head back, feeling every sensation you're forcing through my body, Answer me, you growl. Yes, oh my God, yes, I cry, grinding my hips into your hand. You rest your head on my shoulders as your fingers continue to move in and out of me with precision. You want my cock, beauty? You whisper in my ear, or maybe my tongue. But you taste as sweet as you smell. I grunt in response to your teasing words. You are pushing me to the edge with every stroke, but I refuse to push me farther. I grind harder against your hand, pleading with my body to stop the torment. I lay my hand over the top of yours as I work back and forth against my sensitive skin. You chuckle before pulling your hand off of me and grasping mine. I grumble in frustration until you push my hand to graze over my clit. I feel a moment of hesitation until your fingers press against mine, guiding my strokes with your own. You look up from my shoulder and moan when you catch sight of our hands mingled together. Pushing yourself up onto your elbow, you slide effortlessly between my legs, but keep yourself elevated so our hands are free to explore together. I feel your hard cock on the inside of my thigh and know the only Reese I want to find with you was you buried inside of me. I wrap my legs around your hips and dig the heels of my feet into your ass, pulling you closer to me. When your hot, hard cock brushes up against me, you pull back slightly, so I can no longer feel you touching me. Please, I beg. I was completely beyond caring about anything but finding the pleasure I knew awaited me. Our fingers work together until your hand clenches mine tightly, and then you yank it up between our bodies. You surprise me when you suck my fingers into your mouth, tasting me. With a loud groan, you quickly pull them out and press my hand to the pillow beside my head. I feel your warm breath play across my neck as your mouth goes to my ear. You want this, you ask, pressing the tip of your cock into me. I whimper against your shoulder and nod. You give me a bruising kiss as your mouth attacked mine with a fervor, and then you were gone. My eyes fly open as you shoot off the bed towards your pants. Wait! I call, confused at why you're leaving. You let out a quiet laugh. Don't worry, beauty. I couldn't leave now if I wanted to, you say, your voice laced with humor. I let out a long sigh when you pick up your jeans and start rubbing through the pockets. Your back is to me, and I couldn't help but appraise your muscular form. Your ass perfectly sculpted, with two asymmetrical dimples at the base of your back. My eyes traveled farther up to your shoulders. Oh, your muscular shoulders. Before I could get a better look, you turned around to face me with a wicked grin on your face. I stifled the gasp that wanted to come out when I got another look at the front of you. Was it possible for you to have gotten bigger since I saw you standing there earlier? What's the matter? You climb up between my legs, pushing me back until I was propped up against the pillows. Don't tell me that the fearless girl from a moment ago was having second thoughts, you say. Your hands travel up my thighs until your fingers brush up against my pussy. I bite my lip and watch as you slide your fingers into me again. Let out a loud groan and clutch at the bed sheets. You continue to tease and torture me the way you had earlier, until I can't stand it anymore. I need you to fuck me now. I gasp at this as you break me to the edge once again. Ah, there she is, you whisper. You slide your finger out of me and position yourself between my legs. All apprehension has vanished during your attention, and all I could think about was my impending pleasure. I grab your face between my hands and pull your mouth to mine, while in one swift motion, you enter me. I gasp into your mouth at the sheer magnitude of being filled so completely. You hold still, as I can adjust to your size. Are you okay? You ask through gritted teeth. I couldn't do anything but nod at your question. Your head falls to my shoulder as you slowly slide out of me, almost as if you were testing to see if I was okay. The sheer power behind you should have scared me, but all it did was make me want you more. You bury yourself fully into me, and we both groan in unison. I wrap my legs around you and pull you into me with more force. You get the hint and begin to set a strong pace. When you surprise me by grabbing the back of my knee and pulling it up over your shoulder, as completely exposed as you pound into me deeper than before. Our breaths are coming in short gasps. While you grab my hand and brought it between us. Touch yourself, you demand. I trail my hand between us. While you hold up your weight and continue the rhythm you had set. I circled my clit and timed it so that every time you push into me, the weight of your body would cause a delicious friction that pushed me over the edge. My nails would break across your skin. I suspect I might have been leaving marks, but I didn't care. You push into me, and I feel every muscle in your arms and shoulders strain with the release. Fuck! You groan into my neck as you spill into the condom. You slowly pull my leg off your shoulder as you collapse onto me. Keeping the majority of your weight on your elbows, resting your head on my shoulder. We lay there for several minutes, trying to catch our breath before you roll off of me and pull me back up against your chest. Rest, beauty, you order. You kiss my back and then my shoulder before tucking my head under your chin. I'm not finished with you yet. I felt a shiver run through my body at the promise of more with this glorious man. My last fleeting thought before sleep overtakes me was that I was never going to be the same after this encounter.